My guest at this time is retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oon. He is now a radio talk show host based in Jerusalem. He joins us from the Israeli capital today as we prepare to discuss the apparent long-term ceasefire agreed to between Israel and the Palestinians. And General, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you for calling me.
What's the reaction in Israel to this news today?
Well, you know, it's 50 days since this operation started, and it's about time that it will end. So we are now, all of us, in a situation that we welcome this kind of ceasefire, and we hope for the best.
General, the last time you were with us, you said the operation needed to continue until all the rockets were destroyed. It appears that Hamas is still firing rockets. So if that's the standard by which the operation is judged, was this a success?
As I said last time we had that chat, that if Hamas will continue, Israel will have to go inside. But what happened, according to my knowledge and sources, it is clear that if Israel would have gone inside Gaza Strip, as we left it 9 years ago, the question will be what will be the future of 1.8 million Palestinian people, Arabs, Muslims, who live in the Gaza Strip under the Hamas rule. And this question, as I see it, remains as a question mark. And the question mark is, what will be the future with these people? Can Israel leave after 1 week or 2 weeks or 6 months? Or will Egypt go back and take responsibility in the Gaza Strip as it used to be until 1967? This question, I must tell you, is still unsolved. It's not clear what will be the future of Gaza Strip. Do the people of Gaza, the Hamas regime, understand after such a war that they will never try again to attack Israel? And from now, after the big and hard lesson that the Israeli Defense Forces taught them, with so many casualties and so many damage, they will not dare to shoot again? Or they will try to do it once more? That's the situation now. We don't know what will be the future. It is clear that after 50 days, we haven't reached the goal we planned about.
And, General, let me have you try and answer your own question. What do you think will be the near future? Do you expect Hamas to go back to firing the rockets? Do you think this ceasefire is likely to hold? And
I believe Hamas got such a big shock. Now in the morning when they wake up and go and see the damage that they put on their own nation and their own people by shooting Israeli cities targets, what they got in response, the retaliation, like what happened in 2006 in Beirut, the capital of Lebanon, in the second Lebanon war, we have more than 8 years of ceasefire and balance of deterrence between us and the Hezbollah in the Lebanon border. They don't dare to shoot. And I believe that will happen now with Hamas. When they understand they are short of ammunition, short of supply, short of cash money, and they will not, and the people are not happy with this regime, they will not start fire again. They know that if they will do it again, this time Israel, I believe, will go inside.
We're talking with retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-Oon. He's now a radio talk show host based in Jerusalem. And General, I saw a story today that suggested that over the past 50 days of this war, as you mentioned, the popularity of the prime minister has dropped precipitously. It was above 80% when the conflict began. It's now below 40%. What's the reason for that?
Well, 50 days. That's the reason. That's the answer. Because the Israelis have a history and legacy that when you have an enemy like the Hamas, we can stop their hostility and the fire in a couple of days. Remember, it was a six-day war, only 6 days that Israel defeated Egypt, Jordan, Syria, Iraq, and other Arab countries. That was 47 years ago. And in the Yom Kippur War, it was also a short time. So the Israelis, the public opinion, at the beginning of this operation, they believed the government and the prime minister can deliver the goods in 1 week or 2 weeks. But after 40 days or 50 days, that the Hamas still can target Israeli cities and villages, not far away from the border, but even near in Tel Aviv. It is clear that the popularity of the prime minister will go down, because the people are used to have a very clear and clean victory. And in this case, that's not the situation. But I think after the ceasefire will be implemented and it will be quiet again, people will be will forget this poll, and maybe they will again support for the prime minister.
And very quickly, after 50 days, what do you see as the U.S. role over the past 7 weeks, and also moving forward here? Is it one that the Israeli people are appreciative of, or one that frustrates them?
Yeah. Well, I always said that the United States is the best friend of the State of Israel, supporting us in the international arena and also helping us with all what we need to defend ourselves. And I believe even in this campaign, in this operation, we got the support from the State Department, from the administration, of course from the House in D.C. And we really appreciate the Americans for their support to the State of Israel. But it is clear that President Obama is not so strong as he used to be before, I mean, other presidents. So there is a feeling that in the Middle East now, the United States is not so strong figure as it used to be in the past. I hope the United States will be able to rebuild this image again as it used to be for many years. And then when this image will come back, the United States will have more power and influence in the negotiation table in Cairo and other parts, together with Egypt and other moderate Muslim Arab countries, in order to stop those radical terrorists who have only one thing in their mind: to kill innocent civilians.
General, we'll leave it there. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thank you very much, and God bless you and America.
Thank you, sir. Retired Israeli Brigadier General Elihu Ben-On. He is now a radio talk show host based in Jerusalem. He joins us from Jerusalem. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.